Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to you forever, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise and honor be to your great and glorious name. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for delivering me years ago when I was a young laddie. I thank you in the age of 5, 6, 7, 8, delivered me from the seizures acts that I had for days. And those particular years that I mentioned, I thank you, eternal Lord Jesus Christ, looking back at the greatness that you have done on that great deliverance from brain aneurysms and pain and agony. And now, by 57 years ago, the power of you has delivered me into health, freedom. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, how you even delivered my language, my tongue, from stammering, stuttering tongue. But to look back at your glory, we look back at your mercy, we look back at your love, and we just give you the glory and the honor, eternal Jesus Christ. Great Son of God, we love you, we adore you, eternal energy, we magnify your holy name. We thank you for this great day, eternal Jesus Christ. We thank you because you are the love life of our souls. We thank you because you've given us health. We thank you for the health in our bodies, and we thank you for Body Temple, because Jesus Christ, you have bodies, and you have a body, and so we have body, and we thank you, Jesus Christ, you are human and divine at the same time. And so we exalt you, and we glorify you, and we sing praises to you forever and ever. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Ding, dong, ding, dong, God, Jesus Christ.
We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, the loving Son of God. We love you. We praise you. We glorify you. We can't adore you enough. Thank you for your presence inside of each individual. You put the Ghost Holy in all of us. Thank you for that. Thank you for recreating the planet. We thank you for that, God Jesus. It was your creation that led us the victory of overcoming, to become God and Goddess. It was your thought. It was your divine move of the Spirit to do that. As you pleaded with the Father, you pleaded, and I thank you, that we may have a right to come to this planet. Thank you for being on this planet. Thank you for redeeming us on this planet. We thank you, God Jesus, the Son of God. We thank you for this Christless season that's in your honor. It should be all year round, as much love as you gave to all of us. Without that, this planet wouldn't exist. Without that, we wouldn't be born. Every person that is born, you're born of the creation of God Jesus. Not Allah Jehovah, but God Jesus. He is our Lord and Savior and Creator. He is our Redeemer. We love you. We thank you. We adore you. And I love you. So be it.
Amen. Glory to the Son. God, Jesus' name. Eternal Holy Spirit, we thank you, Eternal Holy Spirit, O fires of Jesus Christ. We adore you, we love you, we praise you, we exalt you. We are so excited on this December 28th, 2014, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for dwelling inside of our temple. We just say, magnanimously joyful that we have life in our body, we have health in our spirit, health in our mind, health in our body. We have jubilation and crystallization, we have energy, and we thank you, Eternal Lord Jesus Christ, the mighty divine Holy Spirit. We thank you, Eternal fire, Christ, holy fire, Lord Jesus Christ, holy fire. We adore you, baby. We glorify you. We worship you. We honor you. We exalt you. Be highly lifted up, O great spirit of God, Jesus Christ. May your name and may your vibration vibrate inside of our being, because it is in you, O great Holy Ghost. We live and move and have our being in you, great spirit of God, Jesus Christ.
You got that right, Holy Spirit. I love you, and I praise you, and I thank you, and I adore you. We can't adore you enough. You are closer than hands and feet. You are within us, all around us, all in every billions of cells within us. It's the stamp of God Jesus' name. Yes. We are stamp with your DNA of Jah Jesus in our beings. Every time we say a word, it's Jah Jesus. When people say, they have to say Jah Jesus, because you are the Ghost Holy within us. You are our Redeemer that's closer than hands and feet, that will redeem our body to youth, vitality. You are the one that gives us health to our navel. It's you, Ghost Holy, that should be praised night and day. We live and move through the Ghost Holy. It's within our being. It grooves us to your beat. We're thank you for it because you are so loving. You are the love force of the universe. You are the wisdom of the Lord force. I thank you for the knowledge. You give us knowledge through your Ghost Holy intelligence with this within us. You teach us about all truth within our consciousness. We thank you for that. You guide us on the highways and byways. You, Ghost Holy, are the one that redeem our holy being to youthness by your cosmic energy that's within us. It's our feet all the way to our head, to the dome of our brain. We thank you. Thank you, Ghost Holy, for that. Thank you for your subconscious mind being redeemed through the superconscious mind where the Ghost Holy is residing. We love you. We praise you. We glorify you. And I love you. And all the billions that are listening will glorify you. We thank you for, Ghost Holy, that you in every being on the planet Earth, every being that's listening is well over a billion. And the ones that's in the heavenly realms that are listening now, that's way over trillions. And we thank you for the ones that's in the hellish realms that are listening, that's well over trillions, that are being delivered by you, Ghost Holy, and your name is Jah Jesus. So be it.
Yes, indeed, Bidey. Now, did you say that this Holy Ghost lives inside of every human being that wants to glorify the Holy Spirit?
This Ghost Holy is in every divine being. I say every divine being because that is your destiny. You are divine. Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, put this Ghost Holy, this cosmic Christ energy within every being. You are well equipped. You don't know how divine and how well equipped you are. You have everything inside of you. You don't need Son of God University. You don't need the pimp preacher. You don't need somebody to try to teach you. You have all information within you.
Wow, that is so fantabulous, so magnanimous. So you're recognizing the teachings of Jah Jesus, that the kingdom of Jah Jesus is within us and all around us.
You got that right, baby. Jah Jesus is within you, all around, all through you. He's in every cell. His DNA stamp is in every cell of the universe because he is the King of the King and the Lord of Lords. And he's in all of our cells. That's why when people, they have to cuss, they use Jah Jesus. When
That's
they
right.
Resist, they say Jah Jesus is in you. You try to push it out, you can't because it's embedded in your consciousness.
You get that right, my loving brother, because I know the people, they never say, oh, Hare Krishna. You know, when they say, when they get fresh, they say, Jesus Christ Almighty, or something to that effect. And I know that when I was working at the plant and the Pizza Sun region, and when the lady got upset, she said, Jesus Christ. I said, glory be to him. And she looked at me like she was ticked off, nearly pissed off. I'm not going to say pissed off three times on the radio, but she was really frustrated. And I said, and then she said, Jesus Christ. I said, oh, glory be to Jesus Christ. I know she was angry, but like you say, it's in the DNA of every human being upon the planetary system. And they cannot help themselves because Jesus Christ is the vital, the supreme, ultimate vital energy that dwelleth everywhere, the supreme deity that lives in every universe and all the universes, and the supreme deity, Jesus Christ, or Jah Jesus Christ, who made this world for his glory and for our honor. And we say, what do you mean our honor? Well, because he gave us the mercy and the compassion and the grace that we have the power to overcome. You see, grace, the grace of Jesus Christ is the love, mercy, compassion, forgiveness. you see, and favor. And so people don't they speak about grace, but they don't relate it to the Lord Jesus Christ, because grace is mercy. Back in the Old Testament time, before Christ came, there people had to make the sacrifice. They had to do the animal sacrifice every so many miles as they walked. They would set up an altar like King David, and they sacrificed bullocks and goats and heifers and various lambs. But today, the perfect heifer has already come, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all we have to do is offer our divine praise to the divine Lord Jesus Christ, and we reap the benefits, my sweethearts. It is imperative to recognize the name of power, the name of authority that is within us. This is what the whole Christmas season is about, recognizing that Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, has come into the world. The King of Glory lives in the heavens. The King of Glory lives on the earth. How can that be? Well, the omnipresent eternal energy. Check out that website. On the website, we speak about Jesus Christ energy. What is Jesus Christ energy? It's the holy light. What is the holy light? It's the active force. What is the active force? It's the Holy Ghost on every toast, sweeter than French toast, tastes better than beef pot roast, my sweetheart darling, the Lord of hosts. So it is imperative that we recognize the glory of Jesus Christ is on the earth. How is the glory of Jesus Christ on the earth? In Isaiah 9:6, it says, "For unto us, sweethearts, unto us, a child is born, unto us, a son is given, and his name shall be called Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." That's the Holy Spirit inside of us. We are impregnated with the light of Jesus Christ. You see, Mary was given a baby called Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, which is the Son of God. But now we all have the Son of God in us through the Christ child, the Christ light, the Christ energy. Isn't that wonderful, my loving brother?
You got that right, Jesus baby. Yes, he's quite right on that. He's definitely right on that. Everybody has this Jesus spirit. The name is Jesus. That name is powerful. Check it, baby. That Jesus, the Son of God. Then you got Jesus, the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
They work together in unison.
Yes.
They work as one, as a team. Then you have Allah, Jehovah. They all working together. Separate individuals, but working together.
Right.
In unison, in harmony. They work together. Sometimes you may praise Jesus, the Son of God, which he is worthy of praising. Remember, he has his physical body. He's not no ghost floating in space. This being has a glorified physical fleshly temple that's been glorified by the Holy Ghost. He took his flesh and he redeemed the world through his flesh body. He has a flesh body. That's how he wants us to be. He wants us to become gods like him, junior gods under the divine God, Jesus.
Yes.
He wants us to become gods through his Holy Spirit. You have to have the Holy Spirit to become a God. You have to have the Holy Spirit to praise Jesus, the Son of God, even the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Ghost to be in tune with the universe. If you don't have it, you're out of sync. You're not in tune. You can say Jesus all you want. You can say Jesus. It's going to be probably about 20%. But Jesus, baby, when you got that Holy Ghost, it's 150%.
Plus tax, baby.
You got that right.
On and on. Because the power of Jesus Christ is the happiness spirit. You see, when you got the glorified agitation of Jesus Christ in you, you are a happy chick, as I is a happy chick. And you know that we told you yesterday, Sundays, that we are ladies, we are sweethearts, we are feminine, and we have a master over us and in us. And we belong unto the lordship of Jesus Christ. The head of woman is man. The head of man is Lord Jesus Christ. The head of Lord Jesus Christ is Jehovah God. You see the chain of command. And so therefore, we are to be in love and indebted to the Lord Jesus, because the Lord Jesus has a physical body and a celestial body. Allah Jehovah had a celestial body, but not a physical
no
body.
No physical body?
No physical body, but he had a celestial body.
Whoa.
Now, what's the difference between Jehovah God and Jesus Christ, my brother?
Jesus Christ, basically, Jesus Christ, he had a human body. So that makes him, everybody always talking about they want a God that looks like them.
Looks like them, yes.
Jesus is a God that was like you. He took on a human flesh. He has a human translated fleshly body, and he has a celestial body. I mean, just think of that. This Allah Jehovah, dynamic being, only has a celestial body. Jesus came to earth, and he feels every pain and everything you do. He knows all about you. I can even go this far and say he knows more than Allah Jehovah.
Right.
You know why? Because he took on a fleshy body. That's the difference. He took on a fleshy body. He's a redeemer. He's the redeemer of this planet. He's the creator. He didn't only redeem it. He created this planet. He pleaded to the Father that, hey, let's have a divine plan that these people and these beings on earth, I don't want to be up in heaven by myself. I want to have a group of translated beings of gods and goddesses with Allah Jehovah. First, he had a plan. He had Adam, Atividon, and then he had Laiva. I'm not going to mention the first lady because he don't like to hear about that.
Right.
But that was the second wife. Now, he had them. They didn't really recognize the ghost holy. It's a lot of people like that today. They were so infatuated with Allah Jehovah and Jesus and the angels around and this glorious scenery around them, and they was in the highest state that they neglected the ghost holy with them. By doing that, they tripped and fell. Now, a lot of us today are doing the same thing. You know, we're tripping and falling. Especially in America, you have all this stuff, but you're not recognizing that you have the jinn within you. You recognize, oh, I got a nice Mercedes. There's nothing wrong with that. I have a nice jet. Nothing wrong with that. But what's put things in order, you know? And what's happened to them is happened to a lot of us, in America especially, because it's the richest nation. And we're so infatuated with the riches and the comfort that we're neglecting the true God within us, the ghost holy. And the difference is Jesus is the divine being that's the creator of this planet. He had a vision, and he had a thought, and he put it to work. And Allah Jehovah say, hey, I'm going to let you deal with that. You know, I had some at first. It was fragile. Earthlings, they just kept falling. They kept crashing.
Right.
You
right.
know, he said, I'm through with this baby.
Yes.
And Jesus said, people are talking about, you should be, this one being, you should be over-glorified to be praising.
Yes.
Especially on Christmas, what this
yes.
being has done for us. He built this planet hard as rock.
Yes.
The reason he did it, for it can take a lot of sin. People do everything on this planet, you know, everything. Other planets, they can't do that. You know, they go real slow. This planet, you can do everything and still become a god. You could do everything on the earth and still be translated into a god if you do his principles, live his principles. It's up to you. It's free will. Everything is free will, you know. It's not forced. If you're in your force, it's not Jesus. Jesus is free will. If you want to do it, fine. If you don't, that's your bad luck. You're missing out on the A grade. Everybody
right.
wants an A. Everybody wants to be on top. That's how you can be on top of becoming a god and goddess, by being transformed by the renewing of your mind and of your physical body of the Christ-like energy or the ghost holy or the Holy Ghost. That's the same thing. We have millions of listeners, so I want to explain the ghost holy, the Holy Ghost, the Christ-like,
yes.
We call it cosmic energy. It's all the same thing. We just use different words because on other countries, they talk different. They don't say Holy Ghost. They say Ghost Holy.
Right.
So that's why a lot of times remember, we're talking to a lot of different nations. We're not only the great American USA. You know, we're talking to those people in the UK. We're talking to people down in Mexico, everywhere on this planet, different nations. People talk different. They have different languages. Their languages are different from American English. So that's why we use different names. You know, people relate to them better than other names. We're not bound, because my brother and I, we've been all over the globe, so we know. And Jesus is the most powerful name on the universe. Get that in your skull. It's the most powerful name in the universe. If you use it without the Holy Ghost, it's powerful. You get about 20%. You use it by having the Holy Ghost, 150, like my brother said, plus.
Yes.
You get the full power. Everybody wants the full power. I would suggest you get that Ghost, Holy Ghost. And you get that by praising Jah Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and asking for it within your consciousness. You don't have to go to some church. You always in church. Remember, you have it within you. If you say it within your conscience, you don't think that Jah Jesus can hear you? Jah Jesus hears everything. No, every thought you thinking, at the same time, he hears billions of thoughts at the same time. Now, that's some kind of God, and that's through the Ghost Holy that he has, that he's in control of. So basically, as you ask and praise this divine Son of God, Jah Jesus, the Ghost Holy will come upon you. And basically, it's a divine energy that will blow your mind. It would transform you. You would get rid of all weaknesses. You have smoking problems. You have forgiveness problems. You have hate problems. You have killing problems.
Yes, indeed.
You have whatever problem you have, my loving brothers and sisters, it would get rid of. You have sexual problems. You oversex. You have whatever.
That's right.
Any kind of problem,
yes.
This goes holy would get rid of. See, it's easy, because once you get the Ghost Holy, you start praising, it starts just moving that negative energy away from you naturally. You don't have to go to a class to learn about that. You don't have to see the pimp preacher to know about it. You'll know about it through the Ghost Holy within you. Everything's within you. You'll have a personal relationship with the Ghost Holy and with Jah Jesus Christ. That's what you want. Son of God, University is here to tell you that. We don't want to get in between you. We're telling you the truth. You feel it, and you know it.
That's right, baby. You see, that's why the Seattle Seahawks in the Western United States of America made it on top today. They whooped the asses of the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, you got that, baby.
The score was 20, see, at the Washington, USA, to 6. St. Louis Rams, and so today Seattle has won the West Coast National Football Conference.
Go Seahawks! Go
yes,
Seahawks!
Go Seahawks! And
you
we
got
are happy.
Go Seahawks!
Yes,
yeah, baby.
Great team, and so we want to announce that we are on top of the world, West Coast Championship, on our way to the Super Bowl, which is on Christmas Day, February 1st, 2015, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the Super Bowl is going to be held in Glendale, Arizona, where the temperature is fairly warm, even this time of year. And so the game was played in Seattle. We wish we were there, but it's excited. I heard, you know, that it was excitement. They won. You probably heard it already on your CNN news or your local news or your worldwide news. And we are happy for the Puget Sound region, because that's where Jesus Christ lives, reigns, and resides. That's where his big
Ghost Holy City, baby.
Yes, Ghost Holy City, baby. Jesus is on the Mount Rainier. His other Bigfoot is on St. Helens. And his other Bigfoot is on Mount Shasta. And his other, down in California, our neighboring state. And his other Bigfoot is on Mount Adams and Mount Hood in Oregon State.
West Coast, baby.
West Coast, all the way, without delay, the Holy Ghost in us. So you see, sweethearts, you can have a ball going to the football game and praising Jesus Christ, eternal energy, and you can feel good about it, because we got the power inside of us. Matter of fact, we got a football, another one that's going to be baptized today, and we're going to show you the name of Jesus Christ is so real. This name, like my brother said, is vital. It is in Scripture. Acts 4:12, it says, "But there is no other name under heaven than that mankind can be saved than the glorious name of Jesus Christ." Amplified version, amplified up, you see? And so, therefore, this excitement, this Jesus Christ gives excitement. This Jesus in us, it gives a thrill on a hill, and we feel and we know how to deal. And that's no drill. The truth is within us. It's within you. It's up to each and every individual to accept this wonderful truth of Jesus Christ. The name is so powerful. The apostles said, "Go ye and baptize in the name of Jesus Christ." Acts 2:38 says, "Repent. Every one of you, repent of your sins, turn away from your negativity, and confess your sin to Jesus, And then the Bible said repent. Then it said be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins or forgiveness of your sins. And then you can receive the Holy Ghost. In the book of Acts also, it said the people were praying for the Holy Ghost. There was another group of saints. And the scripture says it, and the Holy Ghost did not fall upon none of them except they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Once they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, they got the Espiritu Santo, Halikengaisi, Gloria a Dios, Jesus. They got the power. They got the Spirit. They got the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, so the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus is a power. Like we say, it's scriptural, it's referenced. Many people are trying to fight against it. Denominational churches are upraising and they're fighting, and they're still going on the titles of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And if they look at that wonderful scripture that Jesus Christ spoke in the 28th chapter of St. Matthew, he said, all power and all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, making them aware of the truth, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, and you shall be witnesses. You see, and teaching all this, and then you shall, I shall be with you always, even unto the end of the age, or the end of the world, some virgins say. So it's imperative, sweetheart. Everybody got a name. Every car has a name. Every animal has a name. Different birds, different dogs, different llamas and every kind of animal you want to think about. Different stars, the seasons, they have names. The humans have names. People that are born, they're born with the name. Our Father Jehovah has a great name, Jehovah. You see, Elohe. And so Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has a name. Holy Spirit has a name, Jesus Christ. So my brother, take that wonderful football, and the ball has repented of its sins, and now take it and baptize it in the name of Jesus.
This Jesusy football has Jesusy has Jesusy, Jesus is all this name. Pray to Jesus, King, Jesusy, the Christ of Nazareth, the living Son of God, Jesusy. Pray to the living God, Jesusy. Pray to Jesusy. Pray to Jesus. All this is all
on
written
the ball.
On the ball. This ball is full of, and matter of fact, it's a football, just to let you know.
Right,
this
right.
time it is a dynamic football. And right now, Jesus, I'm going to baptize this dynamic football into your great name. Right now, Jesus, I baptize this dynamic football in the great and glorious name of Jesus. Boom, boom.
Boing, 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 boing. Glory to Jesus.
I had to catch that. But
that's
anyway.
Right. Thank you, my brother. That was so wonderful. Because you see, we showed you the power, and we bless our footballs, basketballs, different sports balls. People say, can you baptize my ball? You know, people they're excited about this truth, about the name of Jesus Christ. You know, those Seattle Seahawks in the Pacific Northwest, United States of America, the paradise of the world, they pray to Jesus. They say they love everybody. They don't have no hatred. No, they don't have no animosity. It's a wonderful sports club. It's a young ball club. And the coach is sweetheart. Pete Carroll, he's 63 years old. The guy hugs the people. He's a huggy bear. And that's the name of the game. The scripture says greet one another with the holy kiss, with the holy hug. Salute one another. People need to stop being afraid with these howdy-doody handshakes, blocking a blockage type femininity with no affection. You see, saints in church, it's time, as Pope Francis say, he say, get the power or get out of the priesthood. And I love that. That Pope told him, he said, you got to start living what you're talking about. You're going around talking all this jive and junk and pimping and making and trying to take the money from the people. You know, a lot of Catholics don't like Pope Francis. But what they don't realize, the Holy Spirit put him in power. Why? Because the church, they pray. They pray. They say, we pray to the Holy Spirit. And we want to know which pope to select. Well, when you pray to the Holy Spirit, the omnipresent, almighty energy, you're going to get the perfect answer. And so, therefore, this pope, this Jesuit priest, he's very humble. He's one of a kind. And I believe he's from the Spanish country. What is it? South America? Latin America? Somewhere down up in there, my brother?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Right,
brother.
But anywho, the guy is great. And I hear he's coming to the United States of America to the eastern United States, in New York, I believe, or Pennsylvania, somewhere over there. And we welcome him to come to the Puget Sound. That's the paradise. You know, come over here to the Mount Rainier area. And even though we're not there right now, we're so in another planet over here in Southeast Asia. We've just been hither and thither manifesting the name of Jesus Christ. You see, we have to do the will of Jesus Christ. When you do the will of Jesus Christ, everything works together for the good to you that love Jesus Christ, according to the call, which is the purpose. And we're not afraid to magnify the name of Jesus Christ. I turned on the program this morning. The Father had put me on a religious program, and you know them niggabites didn't even exalt Jesus Christ, my brother. I was disturbed. They didn't say Jesus of Nazareth or Jesus Christ of glory. I knew they were allergic and scared to say Jesus, but at least they could have said Jesus. At least they could have said glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus. Glory to the Holy Spirit. But the Bible explains that the people, no one can glorify Jesus Christ as the Supreme Lord unless they're moved by the Holy Ghost. And so a lot of people, they be teaching on the airway, but my brother, they don't have the Holy Spirit.
They're scared they should go to church.
Yeah, that's right. You see, and so they're scared they should go to church because that's where the scared people go. Because when you get the truth, you go to the real church of Jesus Christ.
And where is that church, my loving brother?
That church is right inside your temple because the scripture declares in the book of Corinthians, the book of Romans, and the book of Revelation that we are the temple of the living Holy Spirit.
You got that right.
And so therefore, the human body, and that's what you must recognize, my sweetheart babies. You see, the physical body that Jesus Christ constructed and put upon the planet, we are temples of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit not only dwells in our spirit being, the Holy Spirit dwells in our physical flesh, even in our penis, even in our liver, our pancreas, vagina, everywhere, in your brain cells, in your thoughts, in your mind. This eternal, rapturous Lord Jesus Christ energy is too good, is too glorious. It's the grace of Jesus Christ. The grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is the indwelling power of the Spirit of Christ, Jesus. It is imperative to possess Jesus, the energy, the love of God made manifest. You see, because when we have this divine Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, we are ascended masters going onward, upward, under the administration of our Supreme President, Lord Jesus Christ. I thank Jesus Christ, the eternal Holy Spirit, when I was 9 years old, that I was in quicksand. And I was being over there, and it came to me, I was in Mill Creek, Ohio. Mill Creek is a big park that spreads from Sharon, Pennsylvania to Hubbard, Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio, and some other parts of the northeastern United States. Well, anywho, me and my niece or nephew, but I like to say niece because it sounds more radiant vibe, but his name was, I guess in America they say nephew. Anywho, my sister's brother, his name was Radiant. And Radiant and I were talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, like my brother said, I've been all over the planet. I've been raised hither, been raised thither, and then come in one state, Mill Creek, for example, Ohio, then leave, come back again, went to many different schools, and then graduated in Youngstown. But anywho, the testimony, nine-year-old, the Holy Spirit, brought it back to my mind the other day. We were out playing, and they tricked me. They had signs of warning, you know, quicksand, danger, do not enter. Well, they took it down as a prank, my brother. They took it down, and when they took it down, I was over there, and I was going down. And I said, oh, Jesus, this is dangerous. What the foley? This is, I got to get out of this. And, you know, just think about 9 years old. And my niece, he said, Radius, he said, remember, we talked about spirit. Spirit. And I said, spirit, holy. Spirit, holy. And so they left to go get me help. And as I was going down, I started thinking about Holy Spirit, the supreme energy. And as I started thinking about it, then my descending slowed up. And I was going down, you know, but I was going, I didn't go down super fast. It took me in a slow motion kind of deal. And the quicksand, it's not at the play, but you can't get out of it. Not naturally, unless the supreme natural power help you. So as everybody left, and then the Holy Spirit brought it to my mind just the other day, I said, Jesus. And when I said, Jesus, then it's like the sand became like solid cement. And I said, oh, I can move now. I'm not being taken down. And so therefore, I walked, you know, out of it, and it's mud, sand, a quicksand. And so I came out of it, and then As I walked out of it, I was in a state of shock. I needed to hear Mick Jagger and Michael Jackson sing to me, State of Shock. You know, although that album wasn't made back in those days. But anywho, when I came up, my brother, I was very thankful to Holy Spirit. You see, I know, you know, Holy Spirit is real. That power is the energy of the universe. That power is the power that made the kiwi fruit. That power is the power that healed me from stammering tongues. That power is the power that healed me from the seizures. That power is the one that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead and glorified him. And that power is allowed me to be alive today, 123 years of age, minus 62, minus 58, or minus something. You figure it out. But glory to Jay Susie. It's just excitement to be into the Holy Spirit. You know, there's so many testimonies we can talk about the personal experience, but I don't want to spend too much time on myself talking about personal experience. But to show you, that power is a lifesaver. Walking on the street without eyesight and have an eye guide with the stick. And the Holy Spirit, ultimately. I've been in big traffic jams, walking in the middle of the street, didn't realize, I recognized I was in the middle of highways. And I say, this is excitement. I hear cars on this side, and I hear cars on this side. Why do I hear these cars that close? And then somebody stopped traffic and said, oh, sweetheart, you are in the middle of the street. I say, I is? They say, yeah, you got to go this way. And so the power of Holy Spirit protect me, you see? And so the same power, sweetheart, is what will protect you. This program is about stirring you up to receive that which is inside of you already. The first chapter of the book of John, it says, in the beginning, word was God is. And the same was with God, Jesus is. And of course, I'm reading it in a different translation. And the same word was with God, Jesusi. And Jesusi was the God essence. Now, the Dr. Delora translation, I like his translation also. He says, in the beginning was the word, the first verse, first chapter. And the word was with God. And the word was the God essence. So you see, it breaks down that amalgamation doctrine that they put inserted in there back in that time to confuse the people. Because let's say if the people get the truth, then they have to advance. And some of the ministers don't want people to advance into the truth. So the reality is, get into Holy Spirit, my sweethearts. This energy is from Jesus. This divine power is a reality. It's the health of our, it's the health of our wealth. It's the power. Now just think, we are in the supreme natural era, which means E-R-A, era. It means that we are under the Holy Spirit administration. After Pentecost, after Jesus' assassination, and after Jesus' resurrection, he said, I must go away. It's expedient. John the 15th, 14th chapter. If I do not go away, the comforter will not come. And so the people said, okay, when they got the edification, they said, oh, go, Jesus, because we want this power. After Jesus ascended, then the 10 days later, the Holy Spirit descended. Now, the Holy Spirit always was. The Holy Spirit always was in the world. But just think, when Jesus Christ came on the scene, it made the Holy Spirit more, would you say, my brother, more mercifuler? More loveful of a love?
More powerful.
Yeah.
More easier to communicate and access.
And,
easier access. When Jesus came on the scene, it was easier access because the dispensation that came then. Before, when Enoch was here, remember, they had the Holy Spirit.
Right.
They were, they weren't in the era of Jesus, a la Jehovah. But then they lived the principles of Jesus, and
right,
they got the Holy Spirit,
yes,
because they knew of the Son of God. You know, he worshiped the Son of God, and
yes,
it's right here in the Puget Sound.
That's right.
That whole city was taken up. That's why that is the New Jerusalem. That's why that ghost holy city is moving and grooving, baby.
Yes, it is. You get that right, my brother. Yeah, the power is there. I tell you, the people that come to the Pacific Northwest, they know there's an anointing of energy in that great Northwest. It's mild climate, and I hear right now they're having snow over there. It's going to have some snow on Sunday night in the time zone of the Pacific Northwest, and the temperature over there is about 39 degrees, and the Seattle Seahawks still won that game because, hey, they got the spirit of Jesus Christ.
You got that right.
And that energy, you see, this is a funful way. This is not a drab, sourpuss way with a long face, looking like you've been baptized in cow doo-doo and been baptized in lemon juice and piss. You see, we are happy chicks because, let's think, many Christians have given their lives as a martyr for Jesus Christ, for believing in the true God, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father. They did not give in to the Roman government, they did not submit to negativity, but they ascended up and they glorified Jesus Christ, and they were martyrs, and their bodies were returned to them, because that is the second highest reward. When you give your life for Jesus Christ and you love Jesus Christ, you worship Jesus Christ, you pray in Jesus Christ's name, and you're not as scared to be baptized in Jesus Christ's name, I tell you, my beautiful ones, you will receive the glory of Jesus Christ. You see, this life is real. It's out of all the art of science, this spirituality is a divine science, omniscience, omniscient is the all-knowing light of Jesus Christ, the Urim and the Thurim, the light and truth. What is the light and truth? Whatsoever is truth is light. Whatsoever is light is spirit, even the spirit of Jesus Christ, God's glorious Son. You see, so this happy spirit, people all over the world are receiving this Lord Jesus Christ. People from Iraq to Iran, from Newcastle, Pennsylvania to Newcastle, Washington, from Young America, Minnesota to Youngstown, Ohio, from Tokyo to Hong Kong. People are receiving this, sweetheart. From Florida to Mexico, from Mexico to California, from California to the Ukraine, from the Ukraine to the UK, you see? And the people are receiving this power. This divine Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ is the divine reality. This is your happiness. If you don't want it, that's your problem. That's your prerogative. You have the freedom of choice, and you have the freedom of choice. But I tell you what, if you get your mind made up and you get your adrenaline gland submitted to Jesus Christ, you have a happier life. You see, who would turn down this truth to grow old, ugly, decrepitude, and die? In this divine way, Jesus Christ offered life. Sixth chapter of St. John. He that eateth me, Jesus said, and drinketh of me, he shall live forever. How long shall he live?
You got that right, baby. You should live forever and ever. That means forever.
And that means we don't have to grow old.
You shouldn't. You don't grow old.
No, you stay young.
See, that the American creed is that people want to be young,
yes,
rich, and everything else that comes with the healthy and all that. With God, Jesus' spirit, you have all that.
That's right.
It says, seek the kingdom of God first, and then everything else be added. So as you seek the kingdom that Christ seat within you, not the seed of money, the seed of the Christ within you, as you seek that and praise it and love it and get the job, Jesus, the Holy Ghost and stuff, you'll have the health, you'll have the wealth, you'll have the wisdom, you'll have the knowledge, you'll have everything. You'll be a transfigured being living the high principles of Jesus Christ. And you will be in his presence. The average person that died is not in Jesus' presence. You do not go to Jesus' kingdom. You may see him some off distance and stuff, but you're not where the transfigured beings are.
That's heavy duty, brother.
Yeah.
How is that so?
Well, a lot of so-called Christians thinking that when they die, they're going to see Jesus. Not so. Not so. You can't be in that kingdom. Only the transfigured beings, those who overcome to become gods and goddesses, are going to hang out with Jesus. The pimps have been brainwashing the people and telling them, oh, you pay this dude, you do this dude. No, 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 I have nothing to do with it. If you don't live the principles of Jesus Christ, if you're not in his ghost holy, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you're not taken up by the power of the Holy Ghost like Elijah was, you're not going to see Jesus. You can't, because he's a powerful being with light and energy. You cannot stand that presence.
Are you saying that Enoch and Elijah were taken up into the heaven of heavens with the physical bodies?
You bet.
With blood in it?
You got that right, my loving brother. Enoch was the first one. He said he walked with God.
Now, he saw Jesus Christ
before he came to earth.
Whoa.
Up in that Pacific Northwest,
yes,
up there in Ghost Holy City, he walked where the seven hills, where the seven spirits hang. He was walking. He's one of them. He was walking with God.
That's right.
He was walking with that Ghost Holy within them. He knew about it. When they came from over there building that pyramid, they came up to the Great Northwest, up here, Holy Ghost headquarters, Hey, the whole city was taken up.
Yes.
The whole city. He taught the whole city. The whole city was taken up, and his son stayed as a remnant. And that was Methuselah.
Yes.
Yeah, the long-haired God. You know, this guy, people say he died, they saw all this stuff.
No.
This guy was such illuminated. He had long dread, just long hair.
Yes.
And he was just sparking with light. When you see him, you would say, whoa, what kind of being is this?
And he had big muscles at 969 years.
Yeah, oh yeah. He was, like my 11 brother said, he had huge muscles at 9. He was youth. He was dynamic. If you would see him, you would say, whoa, what kind of being is this?
That's right.
And he was in physical form. You know, he had not transfigured yet.
Right.
He was living on the earth, kind of like almost a transfigured being, but he had to deal with the earth people because he was a replica here of the Christ on the planet for people can see.
Right.
And so this being was a dynamic being, just walking the earth, you know. And there's many beings like that that's walking the earth that's undercover today. Walking this earth, especially in that Puget Sound ghost holy city.
Yes, indeed.
That, man, there's all kind of beings going on up there. I mean, that's the New Jerusalem. That's where it's happening, man. That's where it's at. That's all I can say. I mean, it's just the Puget Sound, basically, it's sounding with that own vibration.
Right.
You better believe it, baby.
Yes. You know, this is such a reality and so exciting. But there's one scripture that I want to void out. And all those that love Christ, they would join me. And you know that scripture where Jesus said, he was talking to a group of people, he said, the birds have in the air, and foxes have holes, the birds dwell in the air and in the trees, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Well, Jesus, here I am, baby. You're my man. I'm your wife. I'm in love with you. You in love with me. You can lay your head in my chest anytime. Matter of fact, you're doing it now through the Holy Spirit. You see? So that's why I say that scripture is void to me and to you, my brother,
mm-hmm.
and to many as the Lord our God shall call. To all those who are filled with the excited, joyful Holy Spirit, that scripture don't apply. That applies to the Nicolaitans and to those who are out of Christ. It applies to those who have rejected the light of Jesus Christ, who have not received the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and so therefore they're out in darkness at noonday. And so therefore they better get with it by New Year's Eve and before that, and let's rock and roll and let this wonderful year. We got, 4 days left today, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's 4 days before 2014 departs out of this system. And so what we want to live every moment, Jesus told us to live every moment of 2014, to just take our time, don't rush like a lot of people do, but to live in the sabbat of Yahweh, to live in the holiness of Jah-Jesusi, to dwell in the ecstasy of light, to magnify and live and take time to breathe, inhale circulation, inhale the air of Jesus, inhale the oxygen that Christ Jesus has put on this planet. In other words, what is spoken of ancient India, pranayama energy, the same thing, the Holy Ghost, the power of the universe, the Lord of hosts. Inhale and take deep breathing. You see, all this is spiritual. The scripture says, Jesus breathed and said, receive ye Holy Ghost.
Key energy, my baby.
That's it. That's it, baby. You see, that chi energy, key energy, it's real. This energy has different names, a different dialect, a different tongue, but it's the same Lord that worketh all in all. That's found in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. You see, you can't get away from the truth. The truth is established within every individual, and once that person receives, the grace has already been granted to us. The grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has been given to us that we can make a royal choice to receive this love and mercy and compassion and forgiveness and escalation and purification and sanctification and glorification to be jubilated in Jesus Christ's energy. And so we are more than the people in Orlando, Florida, and in Los Angeles, Anaheim, California, Disneyland, and Disney World, where it says, this is where the happiest people on the earth live. No, baby, we are the happiest people in Jah-Jesusi, the living Christ. You see, all of the saints that love and live inside of the light of Christ are happy people. We are the happy people. How can we be happy? Because when we've turned 555 years of age, we will be young and beautiful. Now, the supernatural people say they're going to live to 120. That's too minimum. That's no. I know the scripture talks about that, but the Christ-like want us to go beyond even the scripture that says live to be 120. They think they're doing something. No, baby. Look at Methuselah, 969 years, and he translates. I know the King James verse that he died. No. The writers ascribed that because that's what the people wanted to believe. And so they wrote what the people's thoughts were of the translation. That's why the Holy Spirit, the divine eternal teacher, the light of Christ, the jubilator of truth, is your revealer of truth. A lot of times when they said he died, they meant to put that he translate, and he translate, and he translated, and he translate. And translate, like we said, it means your body has been transformed, the transformation act, and you become from mortal to immortality. That's found in the scriptures. And the 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, look, check it out. The Apostle Paul said, we shall not all die, but we shall all be changed in the moment and the twinkling of an eye. At the trump of God and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ that shall rise, and we which are alive, we shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the aerial, which is Spiritus Hagio, Holy Spirit energy. See, now, in the King James, they said you're going to be caught up in the air. That's when they got the doctrine of the rapture. They say, one day we're all going to be caught up. But when you look at the original Greek and the ancient Sanskrit, and you look at the ancient Aramaic, baby, you're caught up in Elohe energy, and you feel so goodified. And because you've been caught up in the energy, you see, the energy of Jesus Christ is right here, right now. Do not miss your opportunity, sweethearts. This omnipresent Holy Spirit, God Jesus' power, is right here, right now, because he said, when he ascended, I shall give you the power, and you, the power shall come unto you, and you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and the Spirit of truth is with you, and the Spirit of truth shall be in you. Now, if that Spirit of truth is in us now, and we glorify and praise that Holy Spirit, oh my God, you're going to have so much fun, and you're going to escalate to the joy of Jesus Christ. Remember, saints, you don't have to be long, sad people. No. You're supposed to be happy people. Why? Because Christ Jesus' energy is on the earth now. Don't be scared to use his name, because when devils come by, when witchcrafters come by, when sorcerers come by, necromancers come by, you have to use that name, and that name of God Jesus is by double to the pit of hell. You know, Satan is afraid of Jesus Christ, because when he went to talk to Jehovah, he walking to and fro on the earth, and he tried to wanted to mess with Job way back in time. And Satan knew that the power of Jesus Christ would destroy him at the due season, and has authority and his fire burning to him. So he said, Jehovah, then I want to tempt your servant. And Jehovah said, go ahead. You can mess with it, but you cannot mess with this life, you see. But I bet you Satan would not go to Jesus Christ and talk to him, because Jesus Christ is the Lord of heaven, the Lord of earth, and definitely the Lord of hell. It says Jesus Christ got the keys of the kingdom. So if Jesus Christ Almighty got the keys of the kingdom, Jesus Christ got the keys of death and hell, that means Jesus Christ is in charge of the living and the dead. Is that correct, my brother?
You got that right. Jesus is the creator of hell and of, because he got the keys when he went down there.
Yes.
They said, what are you doing down there? If we known you was going to go on the cross, we wouldn't allow that. Like, they have some power.
Right.
And
right.
He took the keys. He said, what? He's down here now? Now the heaven is hell. When I mean the Christ energy saturated. When
yes.
He went down there, the Christ energy energize hell so down. When you're down there, you're it's not no playpen anymore.
It's not a party house.
It's not no party house no more, because the Christ energy is there.
Yes.
Really, it's a benefit, because the Christ energy is down there. So those brothers and sisters that hear us now that are in hell, that listen down there, the Christ energy is down there. So the Christ energy, you can be more access to it quicker.
That's
before,
right.
Before it was hell to get through it. So now it's easier, because who? The Lord Jesus Christ.
Christ,
he went down to hell, and that's why he's the Lord of heaven and hell,
that's
and
right.
Earth.
Yes.
He's a Lord of the planetary system Earth, This dynamic being is the Lord. He's Lord of our temple. He's Lord of all our temples. He's Lord, as we talked about before, of our adrenaline gland.
Yes.
We as a people on earth have to get that intact. Once we get that intact with the Holy Ghost, we talk about the Holy Ghost and fire, then we won't be rustling. People won't be getting shot. People,
right.
Policemen won't go off the hand, choking people. And so it's both sides that have their adrenaline gland
yes.
out of sync.
That's right.
Because you know why? You're choking them.
Right.
And then the other guy, he's motivating him by resisting arrest, and he probably has some words to say. Right. So the cops had a 9-hour day or so. So they're getting their adrenaline going out. Here's the adrenaline gun. So somebody dies. Why? Because of some foolishness, because your adrenaline is out of sync.
That's
it's
right.
out of control.
Yes.
You need to get that by having the Ghost Holy in control of your adrenaline, because it's too much of that going around. Just like when they had that big fire burning all the stores on Ferguson, burned the whole neighborhood, out of control.
Is that in Missouri, USA?
Missouri, excuse me, in Missouri.
Okay.
They burned the whole town down. Why? Because they didn't like the verdict.
Right.
Now, you don't like the verdict, it's okay. But do you have to burn your own neighborhood down because of that? Couldn't you use that energy transformed into positive by marching or demanding or something on the steps of the Congress building or whatever? Do something positive instead of somebody said, the guy said, I guess the father said, burn it out. He didn't mean it, but his adrenaline
right.
got out of it. So
exactly.
then everybody else said, yeah, let's burn it down. So adrenaline, and everybody gets into it, then you start burning it down. What point is it? You don't have a neighborhood now. You can't go to stores and stuff. And then people say, well, you know, that's your neighborhood.
Right.
You burn it down. Use divine intelligence and control. That's what it comes to every individual using divine control. That's how we're going to, as a people, get things together. It's by going to yourself, getting yourself together. Get the mole out of your own eye and quit looking at everybody else. My brother's pulling the mole out of his eye. Quit looking at everybody else and saying, no, it's the policeman's fault. No, the policeman has a heavy job. I wouldn't want that job.
That's
going
right.
dealing with people and a lot of nigger bikes doing this and doing
right.
that. I mean, that's a hard job. You got to
yes.
give some credit. It's a hard job.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then if you get arrested and if you are dark-skinned, be chilled out. Don't start mouthing off. Don't start running. Don't start wrestling with the police. Chill.
Well, should we resist just a little
no,
bit?
No, don't resist.
Oh.
Just go with it. A lot of you wouldn't have got shot and killed if you were just cooled out. So it's both sides. As John Jesus tell me, it's both sides. They've seen the whole picture. It's not the policeman. It's not racism. It's not this. It's each individual how their adrenaline gland is out of control.
Yes.
It's out of control. That's why all these people are getting shot. It's not a race thing. It's a human thing, because it doesn't matter what color you are. The point is, if you guys are resisting arrest, if the policeman is getting excited and you getting excited, out of control, something's going to clash, and that clash is going to be a life taken, you know, because of some silly stuff that didn't need to happen. A lot of these killings didn't have to happen. But you know why they happened? Adrenaline. Out of control.
Adrenaline gland gone wild.
Gone wild. No Christ-like Holy Ghost.
Okay.
Now, you know a lot of the people don't have the Holy Ghost. You know that. So if you do have it, or you want to get it, or you want to live a life, chill out. I don't care if you're the policeman. I don't care if you're the policeman trying to arrest you. Chill and quit mouthing off. Quit, like the lady over here. Like I told you the other week, a lady had roach killer shoes. Those pointed ones. Kicked the cop in the head. Kicked them in the cheek. Cause, you know, kicked them in the groins.
And that hurt.
And that hurt. He knocked that nigga bite out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Hey, you know, and for no reason. No reason. Puget Sound.
Yes.
You know, no reason. You know, it's just like, hey, get it together. you know, you guys, a lot of this is caused by over emotion, out of control.
That's it.
We got to get control as human beings. We got to get control. The only way you can get control is by the Ghost Holy.
You got that right, baby, because it's the power to live, and it's the power to drill, and the power to feel, and the power to thrill. Three Hearts, we thank you for listening to our wonderful program of inspiration, and we wish you a glorious Merry Christmas, and we pray that you would just get illumination, illuminati, cum laude, I tell you, glory to J.J. Susie, we're out of here, the canon, glory to Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Jesus, we thank you for your life. We thank you for loving us. We thank you that we love you. Oh, Jesus Christ, King of Glory. Glory to you, Jesus Christ. Glory and praise to you. Oh, magnanimous power. We will see you wonderful saints next year. Happy New Year. Enjoy the new year and 2015. Enjoy the rest of the present year on these 4 days we got left. I tell you, sweethearts, let it count. With the thrill, let it glow with the feel. I tell you, live every moment with God Jesus. Live every moment in joy. Live every moment with anticipation. And always remember to give thanks to God Jesus, eternal energy. Recognize Jesus Christ is in you. You can be canonized by the light of Jesus Christ. You are magnanimous, sweetheart. Oh, baby, you are magnanimous human being. Trust this living power. Trust this light, and when you want to repent, call on the name of Jesus and just pray, Jesus Christ, I love you. I love you, sweetheart. Jesus Christ, forgive me for my sins. I thank you for your compassion. I thank you for your mercy. I receive you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for granting me the Holy Spirit, the power of the universe. In the name of Jesus Christ, my brother and I says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Good day. J.J. Susie, baby.
You got that right. J.J. Susie, baby. We're out of here. Namaste.
Point.